home's that place somewhere you go each day.
This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's about 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the PFLAG Juno Pride Chorus to talk about Saturday's concert and silent auction. Please welcome Kathleen Wayne, Jeanette St. George, and Lorraine Jones. Nice to have you all here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay. Why don't we just start with the details of the concert, Lorraine, and the silent auction.
It's coming up this Saturday, the 27th. Doors open at 6:30 at Northern Light Church for the silent auction. And the concert itself will start right at 7:30. And then we'll be happy to give everybody another chance to bid at the intermission. And it'll be a wonderful evening. We've got a lot of great songs and well worth coming to.
And I understand this is a fundraiser to help get to Minneapolis.
It is. We're planning to go to the Gala Festival in July of 2020. It's back in Minneapolis. They have this festival every 4 years. Last year it was in Denver, and there were thousands of singers from all over the world. It was a great event to attend. And so we're raising money to get our chorus there.
Okay. Jeanette St. George, how many years have you been involved with
this group? Just about 20, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
For someone who hasn't seen you out before, how would you describe this group of singers?
The thing that people say to me mostly after the annual concert is, you women look like you are having so much fun. And we are. Mm-hmm. It's by the time we are on that stage for concert, We come together as one unit, and it's just so much fun. So we're allowed at that point to just, you know, let it all go and enjoy.
Okay. Kathleen Wayne, director and conductor of the chorus. How many years have you been involved?
Well, this is my second year in conducting. I've been a singer for a long time in Juno. And so it's a natural progression to go from a singer for all my life to go towards conducting, which I would say I'm a better singer than a conductor, but that's okay. It's a learning process.
No, I don't know about that either.
Well, thank you. But be saying that I am so proud of this group, and to clarify that PFLAG stands for Parents, Friends, Family of Lesbians, Gay, Transgender, Questioning, Queer, Plus people. So we sing, we shout, we enjoy talking about social issues, social justice issues. We have a wide variety of songs, fun songs. We push the envelope on some songs, and I love it. It is so much fun. These ladies are just, you know, brimming with energy, which I love. And willing to do things that I ask them to do vocally and physically. Oh, in fact, one person asked, why do choirs stand so still and be so solemn when they sing? And I said, well, that's just tradition. And we're against tradition, right? And they said, yeah. I said, well, so let's just do what we want when we sing. Let's smile. Let's move. Let's have fun. And so they do.
About how many members do you have right now?
Around 20. That's 20 plus. 25 maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many vocal parts are you working with right now, would you say?
Well, it's soprano and altos, and sopranos split between first sopranos and second sopranos, and altos split between first altos and second altos. So it's four parts. Not all songs have four parts. Some are just divided into higher and lower parts, but Some songs can be even more complicated than that. They can have five or six parts where voices are divided into more than just higher or lower. So, like I said, we have a variety of songs. Some are very complicated. We have one song, Piece of Wild Things, which is a very difficult song, but quite a beautiful song. And we're going to complicate it more by having some nature sounds behind it in a slideshow. And, I mean, it's just going to be this gorgeous, gorgeous visual and beautiful song with an introduction by Mary Wilson, who is a retired professor of ecology. I mean, so not only are we going to provide beautiful music, we have some speakers introducing songs and other guest artists that are going to join us, John Haywood, Luke Weld. We have also a sign language person, Robin Bremer, who will join us on a couple of songs, plus our fantastic choir. We have some soloists that are going to do solos.
And great acoustics in Northern Light United Church, right?
Yes. Pretty good, yeah.
Okay. What else should we expect on Saturday, Lorraine?
Well, the silent auction is going to be fabulous, too. We've got a Trek bicycle, and Jeanette,
we have
a few more.
From,
she's got a list.
Like North Star Trekking, we have Wings, the Taku Lodge trip, double kayak rental, a couple of restaurants, several massages, lots of artwork, jewelry. Yes, a brand new bicycle that I'll be
bidding on.
I'll be bidding several times on that. Also in the part of the concert is the Pitch Hitters, which is a smaller group of the chorus, which we'll be doing three songs. And we go around on Valentine's Day and do singing Valentines for folks. And so it's a little offshoot of the bigger chorus.
I think it probably speaks for itself, but Lorraine, you were just talking about how fun this group is.
It is. Very fun, very supportive. We always end our practice with a circle, and we sing a circle chant that and share things that are to stay just within the circle. But very supportive. We have a great time. It's just I wouldn't sing in any other choir. This is it.
Well, it does sound like a lot of fun. And can we get the details again on Saturday, please?
Doors open at 6:30 at Northern Lights for the silent auction. The concert itself will start at 7:30. All the choir members have tickets. Contact me if you want tickets. I've still got a few left. And it's just going to be great fun.
And to help you get to Minneapolis in 2020.
Mm-hmm, right? For the Gala Festival, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's great.
It's been great speaking with the three of you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? I do have your rendition of True Colors pulled up from this year's Alaska Folk Fest to take us out.
That will be
good. That's perfect.
Cool. Just want to mention, if anybody is thinking about joining a choir, to give me a call, and we'll get you on our list to make sure you know when we start up again in the fall.
And I think I forget to ask you about where to get tickets. I might have.
They're at Hearthside and the Jack and choir
and
members.
Got it. And could people probably get them at the door?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Northern Light United Church, 6:30. Silent auction starts 7:30 for the concert.
That's
sounds
right.
Like a lot of fun.
This Saturday.
And where's the best place to find you online?
Facebook. Juno Pride Chorus
website, it's out
and
there.
And also Facebook.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Kathleen Wayne, Jeanette St. George, and Lorraine Jones about this Saturday's PFLAG Juno Pride Chorus concert at Northern Light United Church. Thanks again.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah.